Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Samach. We left off at the very end of daf Nun Tes and Beis. We're pretty much up to daf Samach. We were in the middle of a discussion of the concept of Kol Davar Shenasas Mitzvaso Ein Mo'alin Bahem. The Gemara is going to try to show how we know that that's the case, or whether that in fact is the case, what the exceptions are to that rule, that once you are finished doing the mitzvah with an item in the Beis HaMikdash, that it's no longer subject to Me'ilah, and the discussion of that concept relates directly to a discussion of the concept of Shnei Ksuv Naban Ke'echad and Shlosh Ksuv Naban Ke'echad, when we are Melamdin, when we are not Melamdin. The Gemara is going to then discuss right before the Mishnah why it is on Nun Tes Amud Beis we quoted three different psukim to exclude Dam from Mi'ila. Why do I need three psukim to teach me the same thing? And the Gemara is obviously going to say it's not teaching the same thing. Each of these psukim teach something different. Then the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Aleph is going to tell us the rule that all the avodos of Yom Kippurim have to be done in order. If they are done out of order, it's ki'ilu, they have not been done, and they need to be redone. The Gemara will have a machlokas whether Seder is ma'akev for all the avodos done in Big Day Lavan, meaning every single avodah that one does in Big Day Lavan, regardless of where the Kohen Gadol happens to be doing these avodos, or maybe no, maybe the Seder is only ma'akev for things that he does in Big Day Lavan and are bifnim, but things that are done Big Day Lavan bachutz, maybe the Seder is not going to be ma'akev. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether Shvichas Shirayim is ma'akev. We know the order of the matnos dam, of the placing of the different bloods, is ma'akev. What about pouring out the leftover blood? Is that ma'akev? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss if the Kohen Gadol does the chafinas haktaras before the shechitas hapar, whether that's kosher, or that also is, since it's shalok kaseder, is possible. So essentially, the topic of the daf is shalok kaseder. I mean, starting from the Mishnah and on, it's when the Kohen Gadol does things out of order in his avodah. But first, we finish up the discussion from yesterday about Kol Davar Shenasas Mitzvaso, whether there's Mi'ila or not. So the Gemara had said that Ein Lecha Davar Shenasas Mitzvaso Uma'olimbo. That was at the very end of Nun Tes Amud Beis, that there's nothing that you have already done the mitzvah with where there can still be Mi'ila on that item. So that was the rule. The Rashi explains something that's Nasas Mitzvaso is no longer considered Kodshei Hashem, because Mi'ila is only a din by Kodshei Hashem. Once it's no longer considered Kodshei Hashem, so it's Nifka Din Mi'ila. The Din Mi'ila Mimela falls away from it. The Ritva says that we learn this from Chatos HaMesos, that it says a special drasha to tell me that Chatos HaMesos don't have Mi'ila because they're not Roy anymore L'mitzvasim. So that's the makar for the general concept, that any time you have a Davar Shenasas Mitzvaso, there's no longer going to be any Mi'ila. So the Gemara questions that rule. The Gemara questions that rule. The low, is that really true that something that once the mitzvah is done is no longer subject to Me'ila? Vare Trumas Hadeshen. What about the Trumas Hadeshen? The Pasuk says, V'samo Eitzalam Mizbeach, and we learned the tone Geniza, that it requires Geniza even though you've already done the Trumas Hadeshen. So it's Asr Ba'na. Why would it require Geniza unless it were Asr Ba'na? So obviously, it still has Kedushas Me'ila, it's still subject to Me'ila even after the mitzvah is done. So you see that this rule is not true in all cases. Answers the Gemara, no, Mishum David, you're right about Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is still subject to Mila, even after Nasas Mitzvaso. That is not the rule, though. That is an exception to the rule. Mishum David, Trumas Hadeshen, and Big Day Kuna, Shnei Ksuvin Abon Kechad, V'kol Shnei Ksuvin Abon Kechad, Ein Melamdin. Trumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kuna are the two exceptions to the rule. When the Torah has something that's said only in one place, so that's what we call a Binyan Av. We would apply a Memetzinu. We would apply that halacha to the rest of Kala Torah Kula. But when you have Shnei Ksuvim, you have two places where the Torah tells me a specific din, so we assume that those two places are not the rule, those two places are the exception to the rule. And therefore, generally speaking, something that's Nasas Mitzvaso, Ein Ma'alin Behen. But there are two places where we see that even though the mitzvah is already over, the mitzvah is already done, they're still subject to Mi'ila, and those two places are Trumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kuhun. So if you look at Tosos points out that in Meseches Mi'ila, in Daf Yiral from Beis, it says Mishum David Shumas Sedeshin Ve'Vari Si'ir HaMishtaleach are the Shteks of Rabban Kecher. Quotes are different then, not from the Big Day Kuna. We'll see why in a moment, why the Gemara does over there does not want to use Big Day Kuna as the example in a moment. So I know, over there the Gemara asks Hanich L'man Diyamar Einen in L'man Diyamar Nen in Ma'ik L'meimer. That works if you hold that you cannot be Nena from the same Shaleach, but if you hold you can be Nena, so then Ma'ik L'meimer. So there's going to be a problem with each of the other sources, meaning it's very clear about Trumas Hadeshen that once it's Nasas Mitzvah, so it's still subject to Mi'ila. Anything that we try to pair up with Trumas Hadeshen, we're going to see is somewhat questionable. So in our Gemara, we try to pair up Big Day Kuhuna with Trumas Hadeshen. Now, why is it that Shnei Ksuvim Rabban Kechad in general is Ein Melamdin? So Rashi explains in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Chav Dalid, and Rabbeinu Chananel says it explicitly over here in the side of our Gemara, that if the Torah wants to teach us a din to apply broadly, it would have only written that din in one place, and that's what we call a binyanav, like we just said. The fact that the Torah writes it a second time, or writes this din in a second place, must be that the Torah is indicating to us that that Hashem does not want this to be used as a binyanav. That's not what the intent over here is. That these are the exceptions; these are not the rules. There is a machlokas rishonim. What is the klal of Shnei Ksuvim Rabban Kecher Ein Melamdin? Is it that you can't learn this din l'makom acher, you can't learn this din to another place, or do we say that it's a miut, that it's dafka in these two places that this din is shaykh but not in other places, meaning is it more inward focused or more outward focused? Do we say that it's outwardly focused, that it can't be learned to anywhere else, it's about kala tarakula, or do we say no, it's not about kala tarakula, it's about these two dinim, that it's dafka in these two places that this din is shaykh? So according to that, the what the Gemara means to say is that the Torah is specifically memait all other places except for these two, where you would be moel after nasas mitzvah. So we can't darshan from any other words that you're moel bedam karban la'achar kapara. Meaning, we wanted a darshan from the word who. That's how we got into this whole discussion. That Rabbi Yochanan says the pasuk says who lifnei kapara kala'achar kapara. That just like la'achar kapara, there's no meila. So to lifnei kapara, there's no meila. And the Gemara said no. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe la'achar kapara is like lifnei kapara, that it is that there is mi'ila even le'achar kapara. So that's what we said the rule. No, there's a shnei ksuvim rabban that in l'chadav shnas misvaso that's subject to mi'ila. So you can't darshan the word who to teach us that you're mol b'dama karban le'achar kapara. You'd have to darshan the opposite, that lefnei kapara there's no that also lefnei kapara it's not subject to mi'ila, because it's a given that le'achar kapara it's not subject to mi'ila. So anyway, so the Gemara says Hanicha l'Rabbanan, and the third line now, this makes a lot of sense according to the Rabbanan, the Amri v'nicham shamalamit shetunim geniza, who hold that it's true about Big Day Kuna, that once it's Nasas Mitzvah, so it's still going to be subject to Mi'ila. So you see that Big Day Kuna is also an exception to the rule, much like Trumas Hadeshen. So then it works out great that Big Day Kuna and Trumas Hadeshen could be the two places in Kol HaTarakula where you have that even though it's Nasas Mitzvah, so it's still going to be subject to Mi'ila. El Rabbi Dosa, Damar Big Day Kuna Ruin Hein L'Koin Hedyot, Ma'ik L'Meimar. But if you hold that, like Rabbi Dosa, that after the Big Day Kuna are used by the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, they can still be used by a Kohen Hedyot. So obviously they are not Asurbana. Obviously it's no longer subject to Mi'ila once it's Nasas Mitzvah. So now Big Day Kuna is no longer an exception to the rule. So the only one exception that we have is Trumas Hadeshen. So now what are you going to say? When it's one exception, it's not an exception, it becomes the rule. So we see that that something that's nas misvaso can still be subject to mi'ila. Or this idea that the Big Day Kuhuna require geniza. So the when it comes to Big Day Kuhuna of a Kohen Hedyot that get worn out, so what do we do? This is about Big Day Kuhuna of a Kohen Gadol, this discussion. What do we do with Big Day Kuhuna of a Kohen Hedyot that gets worn out? So that's a Gemara Masech Sukkah and Daphne Aleph. It's a Gemara Masech Shabbos as well, that they would make psilos the hadlik ben, they would turn it into wicks, and they would use that as the wicks for the various menorahs, not just the menorah, but the various when they would light up by the comes up in Sukkah, because they would light up by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, these very tall, large menorahs that lit up all of Yerushalayim. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Tes, Os Tes, has the following diyun. Do we say that all Big Day Kohen Hedyot are Royal Menorah or not? Meaning, Legabe Big Day Kohen Gadol, the Kol HaShana, and also in Yom Kippur, the Raman Paskins were Gonzin Osan, and they're Asur Ba'ana. What about Big Day Kohen Hedyot? Are all Big Day Kohen Hedyot Royal Menorah or not? Minchas Chinuch raised the question. Mishal Melech brings from that in Yerushalmi, it says that Mivloi Michnese Kohen Gadol, Hayu Madikin Aneros Bifnim, Umivloi Michnese Kohen Hedyot, so the Yerushalmi seems to say that we use old Big Day Kuna Gedola to light the menorah bifnim in the Hecho, and we use Big Day Kohen Hedyot to use as wicks for the light in the Azara outside of the Hechel. But the Rambam holds that Bloy Kohen Gadol, they wouldn't do anything with them. It would be completely nignaz. You would have to, that Rambam Paskins were only gonaz, the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Minchas Chinuch says, Mistama, the Rambam had some sort of brisa that said this way. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's Rabbanan, Mipnei Kvodo Shel Kohen Gadol, the Rambam says this, to make some sort of chilik between the Kohen Gadol and everybody else. There is a discussion that Mishal Melech raises that if you hold that like the Shita of the Ritva and Meseches Kiddushin, that Big Day Kuhuna do not have Kedushas Haguf like a Klei Sharis, so they're just Machshire Avoda and they only have Kedushas Damim, they don't have Kedushas Haguf, so why can't we be pod to them like we would by any other Kedushas Damim? Why would there even be a din of Geniza or turning them into Psilos? None of this should be necessary. We should just be pod to them. So that's the Kash of the Mishal Melech raises in the Biurei Adafuvir, quotes from the Sefer Likutim al Rambam, from the Frankel edition of the Rambam that quotes from the Rashash that answers that since you use it with Tzorach Gavoa, it's just Lava Rechara. It's not Derech Eretz to use something that was used with Tzorach Gavoa, the Tzorach Hedyot. So therefore, we're not going to allow it to be Nifteis because it was used with Tzorach Gavoa in such an intense kind of way. So anyway, back in the Gemara, so the Gemara says we're trying to come up with a case, with two cases actually, of things that are nasas mitzvaso and yet are still subject to me'ila. So Truma Sadesha, and that one we've got, even though it's nasas mitzvaso, it's still subject to me'ila. But Big Day Kahuna is subject to machlokas, whether it's subject to me'ila after it's already nasas mitzvaso. So where else are we going to have another case of something that's nasas mitzvaso and still subject to me'ila to say that it's just an exception and it's not the rule? So answers the Gemara, Mishum David Truma Sadeshen, the Egla Arufa, Shnei Suvin Abayin Kechad. Truma Sadeshen and Egla Arufa are Shnei Suvin Abayin Kechad. Because Shnei Suvin Abayin Kechad ain't melamdin. And the rule is, whenever there's Shnei Suvin Abayin Kechad, we cannot be melami to the rest of Kalat Arakula. So Hanich Leman Yamar ain't melamdin. That works out great if you say ain't melamdin, that Shnei Suvin Abayin Kechad, if you actually buy into that rule, you hold that rule is true. That when you have two, we have a rule that appears, you have a halacha that appears in only two places, it's telling me that those two places are the exception, that they aren't the rule. But if you hold Shnei Suvin Abayin Kechad is melamed, that it can, you can still apply a binyanav. Just like you apply a binyanav from one pasuk, you could apply a binyanav from two psukim. When would it be that the Torah is telling me an exception? Only if you have three psukim, shloshak suvin, ein melamdin. So then what are you going to say? You can no longer say trumas desh negla arufa are ein melamdin, because that's only two psukim. So Tos points out what we could have answered is that we're assuming like the Shita, like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Dosa, who held that Big Day Kuna is also something that even after it's nasas mitzvah, so it's still subject to mila, and mela you'll have three psukim. Now you'll have trumas deshen, Big Day Kahuna, and egla arufa. But the Gemara wants it to work even according to Rabbi Dosa. We don't want to go back to say that we're on that you could answer this only that whoever holds shlosha, that you need shlosha k'suvin aban kechad to make it that ein melamdin would have to necessarily hold like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Dosa. We don't want to have to say that. So says Gemara, trei miyut iksivi. There is a double miyut. fruit. Ksiv v'samo, and it says ha'arufa. So since there's a double miut, there's special miutim over there. So even though generally speaking, shnei ksuvin aban ke'echad ein melamdin, but when there's a special miut in each of these psukim, that's how we know that these psukim are in fact an exception, and they are not the rule. If without the special miut, we would have thought that these psukim are the rule. Once we have a special miut, it tells me that these psukim are the exception, and they are not the rule. Now, if you look at Tosos, Trei Miute Ksivi, Bechad Avasagi, Tosos points out, L'chori, you don't even need two Miutim. Because what do you hold? If you hold it, Shnei Ksuvin Kechad is not Melamed. Three are Melamed. So if you have two Shnei Ksuvin plus a miut, so that really should be the same as having shloshik suvin aban keachad. V'chein b'sof perakal abasa gabi izim ha'izim. V'nir li, and he says you have a similar issue that comes up in Maseches Chulin. V'nir li, di ilok siv alechad miut. But says Tosos, now I think if it only would have had one miut, have a min and ihidi ilok siv miuta, lomim ma'atin and midi, I would have said that granted, without any miut, we would not have been mimayed anything. We would have applied a binyan av to kol ha'tarukula. Di shnek suvin aban keachad Melamdin, because we're again assuming right now, like the opinion that holds that when it's Shnei Ksuvin, it's Melamed to call it Tarakula. But Mikol Makom Hashda Dichsuv Miuta Bechad Minayu Havlu Shlosh Ksuvin Aban Keachad Unehi De Shlosh Ksuvin Ein Melamdin Hani Mili Klok Sivi Bechad Duchta. He says, when do we say the rule? Granted, when you have only one miut, if you have the Shnei Ksuvin plus one miut, that should be the same as having Shlosh Ksuvin Aban Keachad, and therefore that should tell me that these are the exceptions. They're not the rule, but when two of the miyutim are in one place, when you have the miyut together with one of the sources, it's in the same place, so then maybe we're not going to count that as social ksuvna ban kechad. Aval hacha, ditre minayu ksivi b'cha duchta, havle miyut achar miyut, vein miyut achar miyut al rabos. But now that you have both of them written in the same place, so now we have it as a miyut achar miyut, and a miyut achar miyut is always le rabos. Lach yitzrich idach miyuta. That's why I need a second miyut. Meaning, had we had only one miut and it's in the same place where we already have one of the shnei ksuvim, so I would have said that that's l'rabos, that doesn't count as another miut. So that's why I need a second miut to tell me not l'rabos. So frek tosos vein lahakshos. Meaning, according to what Tosfos just said, if we only would have had one miut, we would have said that it's a miut achar miut and it comes to the rabbos, and it would not be an exception to the rule. Adrabu would still teach me to elsewhere. Meaning, what would the hava mean have been that I have shnei ksuvin aban keechad, and that so that's still malami to kol ha'tarukula, and then I have an extra miut to teach me l'rabos, what? To be malami to kol ha'tarukula? Just don't say anything at all, and I'll know to be malami to kol ha'tarukula. What do I need the extra miut? Me'echetesi l'mute ditzrich miut achar miut l'rabos. Why would I assume that I even need a miut achar miut l'rabos? The natural assumption would have been l'rabos. So what kind of strange havamin is that? So yeshlomar holokasha. De'bekol duchta ditzrich miut achar miut makshar Rabbeinu Shmuel kach. This is why I wanted to read this Tos, very Yisodistic. He says, Rabbeinu Shmuel raises this question about every single miut achar miut that we have in Shas. Anytime you say, oh, it's a double miut, ein miut achar miut, l'rabos. And had you not had the double miut, had you just had nothing, so then you would have been l'rabos. That's what binyan av means. We always say that it comes to include everything else. So why do we ever need a double miut? What is that? What's that rule even of ein miut achar miut, l'rabos? What's the, how does that work? So metaritz de shemav v'mematin and mikoch shum drosho kal v'chomer binyan av. It's a very complicated web of details when we try to darshan with yud gimel midah shatar and drashas ben. Who knows? Maybe without the miut achar miut, if we just would have left it without any specific ribui of a miut achar miut, there would have been some other kal v'chomer, some other binyan av, some other drasha to apply that would have told me to be mimait. So maybe that's why I need a miut achar miut l'rabos, even in a case where we don't see why we would need to be l'rabos anything. You never know. Maybe we would have needed it to be l'rabos because we would have found some sort of problem, some sort of limitation. L'ach yisrich miyut achar miyut l'rabos. Ken yish l'taritz k'mo ken b'kan. So we could say the same thing over here. V'ze'in lahakshol sidarshi le'lemir achermiyot idoch krashlishi l'mayasa. So he says, but if we're going to darshan as a mir achermiyot, and therefore it's the rabbis, so what's the third pasuk for? The yishlomu k'mo parsha shenemra v'nishnis. Teda d'l'tu k'ibin d'sfirlu sh'neksum v'an kechem lamdin hecha d'laka ala sh'neksum k'asuf sh'eni l'mayas shrich ala karch the yishlomu k'mo depreciates. He raises another very critical question in this whole sugi of sh'neksum v'an kechem. Let's say you assume, like the Shita, that sh'neksum v'an kechem is melam. That Sheikh Sulaiman Aban Kechel could still be used as a binyanav. Well, when you have only one pasuk, that's definitely melamdin, right? When you have three pasukim, it's a melamdin. And so if you hold Sheikh Sulaiman Aban Kechel is also melamed, well, why would the Torah give it in the second pasuk? In one pasuk is enough to be melamed. Why would you ever have the second pasuk? So that's the issue Tosfos is raising over here. So he says what you have to say is that it's like parsha shenemra v'nishnis, that we have such a thing that you're allowed to have parshios in the Torah that are nemra v'nishnis, where it's where the Torah repeats the same din a second time. That it's that's not considered repetitive in terms of the midos shatar. In the dresses pan. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So on Nun Tesamid Beis, the Gemara had quoted three separate psukim to teach me that there's no mi'ila on the dam, that on the Doraisa level, there's no mi'ila on the dam that goes out l'nachal Kidron. So the Gemara wants to know now the Gemara goes back to that discussion and wants to know, why do I need three separate psukim? Now it would happen to have been three separate opinions. Ula's opinion was that it was the word lachem, Rabbi Shimon's opinion was that it was lechaper, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was that it was who, right? There was three separate psukim from three different people who thought they had their own pasuk. But bottom line is, each one is going to have to do something with the other two psukim. So why would I need three separate words in a pasuk all to teach me that there's no mi'ila midaraisa on dam? So says Gemara, v'hani tfasi kray bidam lamali. Why do I need three psukim all about dam? So answer Gemara, chad lemute minosar. One is to tell me that dam, not only is it not subject to me'ila, it's also not subject to nosar, that when one leaves dam over past the allotted time and it's left over till the next morning, that it's not subject to the din of nosar. Another one to tell me that it's not subject to me'ila, which again was our drasha, that's what we were primarily trying to prove. And one to tell me that if that dam is not subject to the iser of tumah, meaning, let's say, you have dam that is no sar, that's left over to the next morning and is tameh, and a person is ochel the dam, so he violates the Yisra v'achilas dam, but not the Yisra v'achilas no sar, not the Yisra v'achilas tumah. Those Yisurim are not chal on the dam. So aval mi pigel lo tzarech l'mutekra. To tell me that it's not subject to pigel is unnecessary. That we know anyway. Titnan, because the Mishnah tells us, kol sheyesh lo matirin, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, chayavin lav mishum pigel. Anything that has something else that's matirit to be eaten by people, or is matirit to be eaten by the mizbeach, we refer to things that are burnt on the mizbeach as achilas ha-mizbeach. That's in the lashon we always use in kachin, that the mizbeach is ochel, all the limbs that are burnt on it, all the fats that are burnt on it, it's the ochel, the achilas ha-mizbeach. Anything that needs a matir in order for a person or the mizbeach to eat it, so such items are subject to the status of pigel. But dam doesn't require a matir. Adrabe, v'dam atzmo matirhu. Dam itself is the matir. So what does that mean? If you have basar kachim that gets eaten, so when can you eat basar kachim? Only after zrikas adam. The zrikas adam is the matir that allows for the achilas kachim. Kol zman you didn't do the zrikas adam, one is not allowed to eat the kachim. So that's why we see very clearly the dam as the status of a matir. Similarly, the Rashi points out over here the kometz also is ein chayv and love mishum pigel, because kometz is also a matir. The kmitza is the same as the karban mincha equivalent of the Zrikas Adam. So that serves as a matir for everything else. So but what do we say? Why do I need three separate miyutim over here? One to tell me to that dam is not subject to nosar, and one to tell me it's not subject to tumma. So to the yisur of tumma of kachim daratame, the stipler in Maseches Vachim raises the question that what's it shayich nosar by dam? By the dam becomes nifsal already from shkias achama. The Gemara has a drasha that minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkias achama. It says biyom hakriva zivcho yeachel. That is dafka biyom hakriva zivcho. So it's already nifsal b'shkias achama, and the psul noser is only shayich only begins the next day at alos hashachar. So it's already not kadosh anymore. So of course it's not going to be subject to noser. I shouldn't need a miyut to tell me it's not subject to noser. Only things that still have kedusha are subject to noser. The dam already became nifsal, already lost its kedusha. So in the Sefer Shmos Chaim, he explains that there is a way that dam could be not nifsal at shkias achama. If the dam is nizrak on the mizbeach and there's still dam left in the kli that requires shvicha shirayim, that dam only ba'alos hashachar becomes nifsal. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that you would assume a din nosar would be chal on such dam. So that's what the miut is necessary for. Tulsa also raises the question: Why I need a pasuk tell me by dam to exclude dam from nosar and tameh? There is a shita that holds that the enis rechal lisser by kachim as well. So of course there's not going to be an isser of nosar and tameh and dam. If you hold enis rechal lisser, so it already has an isser of dam. So there's not going to be an isser of tameh or an isser of nosar. So Tosos suggests that if someone is higdil and is maybe beis saros after it becomes nosar, so the chi of dam and nosar are chal bebas achas. So therefore, the pasuk you need by the pasuk of dam to be memayited from nosar. It's quite an interesting chiddush that if the person who has it is higdil and is maybe beis saros, that both yisurim are going to be chal on the chefs at the same time because klape this person. They're both of the Yisurim are chal simultaneously. Okay, says the Mishnah. New Mishnah. Now the rest of the daf is just going to discuss the order of doing the avodah on Yom HaKippurim. So kol ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim ha'amar al seder im hikta ma'aseh lechaveru lo asu klum. Any ma'aseh of Yom HaKippurim that the Mishnah is outlined for us, the way that the avodah is supposed to be done, the order that the avodah is supposed to be done, if you do it out of order, it's as if it hasn't been done at all. So for example, hiktim dama sari le dama par. If a person, if the Kohen Gadol does the sprinkling of the dama sari before the dama par, yachzor v'yazami dama sari liachar dama par. He then needs to repeat and do dama sari again after dama par. We do not assume it is a mu'uvas l'yuchaliskon, that he messed up and there's no way to fix it, now he can't do anything with the dama sar because he did it too early, right? We do not say that the dama sar will always be the first thing he did and there's no way to undo the fact that it was the first thing he did. Meaning, apparently the din is not that dam ha-sa'ir that dam ha-par that has been preceded by dam ha-sa'ir is possible, that it's a psul and dam ha-par, it's that's been preceded by dam ha-sa'ir, it's a din in the dam ha-sar that the dam ha-sar has to come after dam ha-par. So even though it came before dam ha-par, but it, once you bring it again, you do it again afterwards, so now again it comes after the dam ha-par. So it's not something that cannot be rectified. We assume that it can be rectified by doing it again. But, Rav Zilberstein has a shayla of in Chashukei Chemed of a fellow who paid somebody some money to distribute tzedakah on his behalf. He hired somebody to distribute his tzedakah, and he said, I want you to give on Purim, I want you to give everyone who comes to my house exactly 100 shekel, but I want you to work it out in the following way. Make sure you do with the Seder Kadima that it says in the Gemara in Horios, and that it says in the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, that it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a Talmud Chacham, and then to a Kohen, and then a Levi, then a Yisrael. Don't do anything out of order. And the guy made a mistake, and he accidentally gave a Kohen Amma Aretz before he gave a Talmud Chacham, and when he realized that he made the mistake, he said, okay, I'm getting paid 1,000 shekel for my job, for giving out the tzedakah, so I'll get paid only 900 shekel. I'll take an extra 100 shekel for my salary, and I'll fix what I did. How's he going to fix it? He'll now that he gave the Kohen Am Haaretz before the Talmud Chacham, he'll give another Kohen Am Haaretz after the Talmud Chacham with the extra 100 shekel, and then he'll continue kaseder, giving it out in the proper order. So the Mishaleach said, no, you messed it up. Move us l'yuchaliskon. It's a bizayin atayra. You gave someone before the Talmud Chacham, so there's no way to to fix that bizayin. So if Zilberstein thought that it's comparable to our Gemara, then no, it's not a mulet to our Mishnah. It's not a mulet liyichlis kon. Whenever you have a din of seder, so if you go out of order, you can still fix the order by doing it again later. One could have argued otherwise. One could have argued that by the dinim of the avoda, the din is to do the damasari after the damapar. So if you do it again, you're doing the damasari after the damapar. But in that case, it's a bizayin haTorah. That's the problem is the bizayin that one has violated by giving someone before the Talmud Chacham, and that can never be fixed. The fact that the Talmud Chacham wasn't first could never be fixed. One could have argued that was, like, for example, if you give an aliyah to someone who's not a Kohen first, so then what happens? So you just give a Kohen the second aliyah? So no, we assume the Sparda Chavila. We assume it's messed up. We lost. Messed up. Why? Because the din is to be Makdim a Kohen. The din is not to make sure there's a Yisrael that comes after the Kohen. The din is to show the covet to the Kohen. So one could have argued that there are very different situations in that case. Okay, but certainly in our Mishnah, it's very clear that you could just go back and do it kiseder. Let's say a person's in the middle of doing the Kohen Gadol, in the middle of doing the Matnos Dam Bifnim, and then the Dam spills out, so and he still has more Hazos Dam to do. So Yavi Damacher V'Yachzor B'Tchilo Mi Bifnim. So you got to shecht a new animal, get new Dam, and start again. Do the whole Avoda all over again. V'Chein B'Heichel. The same is true of the sprinkling that's done in the Heichel. V'Chein B'Mizbeach Hazav. And again, the same is true of the sprinkling in the Mizbeach Hazav. Meaning, if the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSar spill out while you're sprinkling onto the Parochas, so the second of the three sprinklings, right? You already did the Lefnai V'Lefnim Bein HaBadim of the Aron, now you're out by the Parochas, sprinkling in front of the Parochas, and then the Dam spills out. So you don't have to take new Dam and go back Lefnai V'Lefnim again and start over again. Each one is viewed independently. Each of the three places where we're mazah the dam are viewed independently. So if the dam spills out at that point, you'd have to get new dam and redo the hazos by the parochas, but you're not going to have to go lefnai v'lefnim again. And the same is true by the mizbeach hazav. If it spills out while you're doing the matnos dam by the mizbeach hazav, so the you get new dam and start again by the mizbeach hazav. You don't start again lefnai v'lefnim nor by the parochas. Shekulin kapara b'fnei atzman. Each one is an independent kapara. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, mimakom shapasak misham. Says that wherever you stopped, wherever you left off, that's where you begin with the new dam. Meaning, you don't even, if let's say you were by the Mizbeach Hazav and you were halfway through and then the dam spilled out. So you don't even have to start again from the beginning of the Matnos Dam and the Mizbeach Hazav. You pick up from where you left off. If you already did Achas Lamala and three Lamata, so do four more Lamata and that's all you need to do. You pick up exactly where you left off. Okay, says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan. Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim Ha'omor Al HaSeder Im Hiktim Maisa L'Chavero Lo Asu Klum. All the Maisa Yom HaKippurim that it says, like our Mishnah said, that it says in the Mishnah is to do directly in order. So if a person does it out of order, the Kohen Gadol does it out of order, Lo Asu Klum. It's as if he did nothing, meaning it's totally invalid. The whole Avodah did not work. Amrav Yudah Emesai B'Dvarim Anasim B'Bigdei Lav B'Mibifrim. So the Gemara quotes Machlokas over here, which types of Avodas are we talking about? It's not everything. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only those things that he does wearing Big Day Lavan and our bifnim. Bifnim over here does not mean the heichal, means lefnai v'lefnim. Only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The things that he wears Big Day Lavan for in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, both Big Day Lavan and Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's when we say that the Seder is ma'akev. Now obviously everything that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is in Big Day Lavan. He doesn't wear Big Day Zav in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But there are things outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim that he also wears Big Day Lavan for. For example, everything we've learned so far. We haven't learned about him changing his clothing yet. Right, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he comes out, sprinkles dam near the parochas, puts the dam on the mizbech, still in his Big Day Lavan while he's doing all of these things. And these are things that are done in the Heichal, they're not done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So everything in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is with Big Day Lavan, but not everything outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is with Big Day Zahav. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in order to say that the Seder is Ma'akev, it needs to be both with Big Day Lavan and Mibifnim. Avdavar Menasim be Big Day Lavan Mibachutz, imik the Meister Lechver Mashas. But those things that you wear, that the Kohen Gadol wears, the Big Day Lavan Mibachutz to do, so then the order is not going to be ma'akev, it's still going to be kosher. It's not ideal to go out of order, but Masha Asa Asui, it would still work. So Rabbi Nechemya, Omer Rabbi Nechemya says, no, Bamed dvar mamurim bidvar manasim bibigdei lavan bein mi bifnim bein mi b'chutz. Rabbi Nechemya says that the whole idea of Seder being ma'akev applies to anything that he wears the bigdei lavan for, wherever he might be, whether it be bifnim, whether it be b'chutz. If he's wearing the bigdei lavan, the Seder is ma'akev. Abul bidvar manasim bibigdei zav mi b'chutz, masha asa asui. But that which he is, wears bigdei zav for mi b'chutz, so then masha asa asui, what's done is done, and there's no, it's not ma'akev, it's still going to be kosher. Amar Rav Yochanan v'shnei mikra echa darshu. Both of these shitos in Tanaim darshin from the same pasuk. They each derive from the same pasuk their opinion. Why? What's the pasuk? V'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam achas pashana. It skips a few words in the way it quotes the pasuk, but the pasuk is v'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatosam. So the Gemara darshan is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the way we darshan it is, Makom Shemischapram Bo Pam Achas Pashana. We're referring to the place, what's a chukah solom, what is the chukah that it's ma'akev, that if you do it out of order, it's ma'akev, in the place that you're only mischaper once a year. What's the place you're only mischaper once a year? That's only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's only Big Day Lavan, Big Kodesh HaKadoshim, that we're going to say the Seder is going to be Makiv. For Rabbi Nechemya Savar, Dvarim HaMischaperim Pem, Pamachas Peshana. That whether it's the Makom, or whether it's the Begadim, anything that's unique to once a year. It doesn't have to be a place that's unique to once a year. Kohen Gadol only wears Big Day Lavan on Yom HaKippurim. So anything that's unique to once a year, whether it's his Begadim that he only wears once a year, or whether it's a place he goes to once a year, either one alone is enough to say that the Seder would be Ma'akev. So anything he's wearing the Big Day Lavan for would be Ma'akev. So that's how the Gemara wants to suggest, that's the basis of the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. What is the Achas Peshana? Is the Achas Peshana on the Makom, or is the Achas Peshana on anything that's a once annual event? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion doesn't make any sense then. Atul Rabbi Yehuda Makom Ksiv? Why would he assume that it's about the Makom? The Torah never uses the word Makom. It uses the word Achas, so it makes sense that it's about something that's once a year. Why would you assume it's only about a Makom that's once a year and not a Beged that's once a year? It doesn't say Makom. Ella Hainu Taimid Rabbi Yehuda. So we have to say Rabbi Yehuda has a different Svara. Ksiv Zos uksiv Achas. It says Zos and it says Achas. One to tell me to exclude Big Day Love and Mibachutz from Seder being Ma'akev, that in Big Day Love and Mibachutz you don't have to worry about the Seder as much. And the other to tell me that anytime you're wearing Big Day Zav, which again by definition is Bachutz, you don't have to worry about the Seder. That in Rabbi Nechemya would say, no, Chad Lamutei Big Day Zav, you're right, anything in Big Day Zav, you don't have to worry about the Seder B'diavad, the Seder would still be kosher, even out of order. V'chad Lamutei Shirayim D'lo Ma'akvi. But the other miut is not about Big Day Lavan Mibachutz. Anytime you're wearing Big Day Lavan, the Seder is Ma'akev. What's it telling me? That the Shvichas Shirayim, the order of the Shvichas Shirayim is not Ma'akev. If something was supposed to be done after the Shvi'ch HaShirayim, and you did it before the Shvi'ch HaShirayim, it's still going to be kosher. It's not going to ruin that avoda. That's what it comes to tell me. Rabbi Yehuda, ima akvi ma'akvi, v'lo ma'akvi, lo ma'akvi. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, if anything else that's done by Big Day Love and Mibachutz is ma'akev, well then Shvi'ch HaShirayim would also be ma'akev, because it's just another example of something that's done with Big Day Love and Mibachutz. And if other things that are done with Big Day Love and Mibachutz are not ma'akev, then Shvi'ch HaShirayim would be just like that. Meaning he sees no reason to make a special drasha just about Shvi'ch HaShirayim. That's just one of many different things that the Kohen Gadol does wearing Big Day Lavan Mibachutz. So why would you have it listed independently? It doesn't make sense that it should be a special drasha just for the Shvi'ch HaShirayim. Kidetanya. Like we learned in the Braisa, the Rashi points out, till the Rabbi Yehuda Shirayim Ma'akvi Kapara Kishara Matanos. What we're going to try to prove from this Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shirayim is Ma'akiv the Kapara like all the other Matanos. If you don't do it at all, Hilkach Ichuka Ashar Ksiva Detunami Ksiva. Meaning, what we're trying to prove from this Braisa is that Shvi'cha Shirayim is every bit the Avoda that every other part of the Avoda is. And therefore, if the Seder is Ma'akiv, ma'akev by other avodos v'chutz, well then the seder would be ma'akev by shvicha shirayim v'chutz also. There's no reason to assume shvicha shirayim is anything less than the other avodos that you would do with big day love v'chutz. So if the other avodos done with big day love v'chutz, the seder is ma'akev, so it would be ma'akev for shirayim as well. So that's what we're going to try to prove from this brisa. Kiddetani, we learn the brisa. V'chilu mi'chaper sakodesh. Pasuk says that v'chilu mi'chaper sakodesh v'sol moy v'smizbech v'hikr v'sasir achai. That after he's finished doing the voda of the damapar in the kodesh, he then goes and he's makrives hasayir. So in keeper kala, v'imlo keeper lo kala. So the drasha that the divra Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva makes is that if he's done his kapara, then it's finished. Otherwise, it's not finished. We don't know yet what this means. We're not supposed to yet know what this means. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda responds, "Mepnei malo nemar im kala kiper." It shouldn't be im kiper kala. It says v'chala michaper. It should be im kala kiper. If you're saying you're v'im lo kala lo kiper shim chisachas mina matanos lo asav lo klum. That if you're missing one of the matanos, it's totally invalid. So again, we have no idea what that means. What are they arguing about? What's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? What's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? What are they talking about? So v'aminon mai benayu. So on that, the Amoraim discuss what exactly are they arguing about. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It's a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chadam or Mashmos Dorshin Iker Benayu. One says that they're just arguing Mashmos Dorshin, that they both agree that to the same halacha, and they're just arguing about how to darshan that that same halacha, that it's all about that only once the kapara of the dam is completely finished only in kila keeper and lo keeper that if you're missing one of the matanos, loss of lo klum. You have to finish every single one of the matanos in order to achieve the full kapara. If you're missing any of them, so you don't achieve the full kapara, they're just arguing how to see that in the words of the pasuk. But v'chadam, or the other opinion, is shirayim ma'akvi ikabinayu. Now they're also arguing about whether they're arguing about whether shirayim or ma'akev. The Rabbi Kiva would hold shirayim or not ma'akev. The shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev. And that's why he says, im kiper, if you already did the ikra matanos kala, then you're done. Even if you didn't do the shvicha shirayim, you're still going to get your full kapara just by doing all the regular matanos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the shirayim is also ma'akvev. Im kala kiper. Im kala means if you finish everything, including the shvicha shirayim, that's when you're going to get your kapara. So that's the machlokas between the two of them. So you see that shvicha shirayim means something, that it's going to hold back the entire kapara. So in fact, the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is one that said along with Rabbi Nechemia that Shirayim are not Ma'akev. So can we say that Rabbi Yochanan really holds that Shirayim are not Ma'akev? So Avaham Rabbi Yochanan, Tan Rabbi Nechemia, Kedivrei Omer Shirayim Ma'akvi. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us that Rabbi Nechemia holds Shirayim are Ma'akev? So Kasha, so that's Taka difficult. So we leave that alone. So that's the end of the discussion of whether Shirayim is Ma'akev or not. Period. Now a new discussion about Seder. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ketores Shechafna Kodim Shechitasu Shel Par, Loss of Lo Klum. What if a person, the Kohen Gadol, does the Chafinas HaKetores, he takes those two handfuls of Ketores before Shechting the Par, so Loss of Lo Klum, it doesn't count. Keman Delok Rabbi Yehuda. This must be against Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda Ha'amar Ki Ksiva Chuka V'Dvar Manasim B'Gdei Lav Mi B'Fnim U'D'Ksiva. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that when does order matter? Only on those things that are done bifnim. The Chafinas HaKetores is with Big Day Lavan, but it's not bifnim. So the order shouldn't matter. We shouldn't worry about the fact that the Chafinas HaKetores is done out of order. So says Gemara Filu Teim Rabbi Yehuda, Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Dami. Maybe we could even say that we are assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, and something that's Tzorech Pnim has the same status as Pnim. So since the Chafinas HaKetores is necessary in order to then be Matu the Ketores Lepnim, so that's Kipnim Dami. Tana Nimachlo Gamer Matanu Shabifnim Nishba Chadam Yavi Damachar V'Yachzor V'Yazu B'Tchilu Mibifnim V'Emisa Yachzor V'Yachbam Yivayilei. But wait a second. if you're going to say that the Chafinus HaKetores is Kifnim Dami, it's like the Avodas Pnim, well then how come in our Mishnah it says that if the blood spills out while you're in the middle of doing the Matnos Dami Bifnim, get new blood and start the Matnos Dami again? You know what it should have said? Do the Chafinus HaKetores again also, because that was also part of the same Avodah. So it says, Gemara, B'Ketores Lo Kameri. We're not talking about Ketores. We're talking about, the Mishnah's not talking about Ketores, the Mishnah's only talking about Dam. But Eino Chinami, maybe you'd have to get a new Ketores again. The Rav Soloveitchik in his Shiurim on Avodas Yom HaKippurim raises a question about how we understand Sorach Pnim Kipnim Dami. He says, one way to understand it is that any Avodah that requires as a basic prerequisite, that's required as a basic prerequisite for Avodas Pnim, even though it's not really part of the Avodas Pnim, would take on the status of an Avodas Pnim vis-a-vis the order. The other way to understand it is that no, an Avodah that is considered to be the first step of an Avodas Pnim is itself Avodas Pnim. Not just something that's a prerequisite, that the only way you're going to be able to do the Avodas Pnim is by doing this Avodah. No, it has to be part of the Avodas Pnim in order for it to be considered an Avodas Pnim. L'may nafkamina, so the nafkamina would be, what about a shchita that's l'tzorech Pnim? You do a shchita of the par in order to be able to get the blood of the par. So it's hard to say that the shchita, or the hagrala, let's say, hard to say that the hagrala, or the shchita, is the beginning of the matan dam Bifnim. It's not the beginning of it, but it is a necessary prerequisite of it. He says that's the suffix. Tos Yishanim raised that suffix on the Aflam and Tesam and Beis, whether we would say that it's Kipnim Dami on those Avodas. He says maybe that's what that suffix is really all about. Okay, but we'll pick up at the top line tomorrow on Samachal.